I want to pray for Nick. Nick is going into the hospital Thursday for a procedure. They're going to put new batteries in his pacemaker. So that may be a little bit of a shock because you look at him, he's just this young-looking guy here, but he's got a pacemaker. And so I want us to take a minute and just pray for him. Keep Shandy and his family and the household he's at in prayer because everyone's got COVID over there. And so apparently they're both been hit with it pretty good. So I want to pray for them. So let's take a minute and pray. So Father, I just, Lord, I thank you that you're a God that we can pray here.
And we've seen you touch people here. But I thank you, Lord, that we can pray things into the future. And we can pray with the expectation that those prayers will be answered. I also thank you, God, that we can pray here. And those prayers can touch people hundreds of miles away without them having to physically be here. And so, God, we just thank you and for that, that your power has no limits. And so, God, first of all, Lord, we lift up Nick to you. Lord, we just pray for his procedure on Thursday. Lord, I pray that you would guide the doctors, that you would guide and direct them in everything they do. Give them steady hands and sound judgment, God, and that everything would go well with working on his pacemaker and replacing those batteries, God. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just, he would recover quickly from this. God, I pray that everything would function properly. There'd be no problems or difficulties of any kind, God. In fact, Father, I pray that you'd heal him where he doesn't need a pacemaker. You know, sometimes we pray, Lord, within our limited scope, but you can do so much more. And so we just pray for him. We pray for everything to go well. We just pray for his family, that you would just give them calm and a peace with this also. Lord, but just and give him calm and peace also, God. And I just thank you, Lord, for a successful procedure, and I just thank you, Lord, for exceeding our expectations. God, we just pray for Shandy and Rachel and the whole household there where they're staying. God, we just pray, Lord, that you would just heal them of the virus, God, that you would just totally and completely heal them. I pray that you'd not only heal them, that you would just restore them, strengthen them, God. I thank you, God, that you are stronger than COVID. There's no sickness on the planet that is greater than you. There's nothing more powerful than you. Lord, I pray that you would just touch them right now. I pray that you bring healing to them right now. I pray that you strengthen them, Father, that you would just totally heal them, God. And we just speak to that virus. We command it to leave their bodies, to leave their home, God. And I pray that they would just be totally healed. And I just, Lord, I just pray for Fred and Pat and Allison and Dave, that you would just comfort them as their loved ones have, you know, been dealing with this. And that's hard to be separated by physical distance and know that loved ones are suffering. And so I just pray that you comfort them too, God. And I just thank you that we can bring all our needs to you, all our things to you, God, and you hear all, you see all, and there's nothing you can't do. And we just praise you, Lord, and just give you glory and honor. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.